How emotional was it for you?
You know, I try to keep that out of my head, you know, before the game. I just wanted to go out there and perform. And, you know, I think we're lucky that, you know, the full 17 went out there and they played like good footy and everyone performed today.
Absolutely. You had a big game as well, you know. I mean, storing it up, but, you know, it is the end of the road in front of these fans, you know. Loads of fans listening on the way home on the radio. What would you say to them?
Just, you know, like to thank the fans for the support, you know, they've given me over the 6 years I've been here. And, they've been really, you know, really good to me and really awesome. And, you know, it's going to be sad leaving, but hopefully we can finish off on a good note.
Yeah, how hard a decision was it?
Really hard. You know, I had to talk it through with my family. It took us a few months to finally make a decision. And, you know, the decision's made and, you know, look forward to that next year. But this year, we're still in the final, so we just got to try to perform every week.
Yeah, yeah. And you never know if you've made the right decision or whatever, do you? I mean, you know, but you've got to make a decision somewhere along the line.
Yeah, that's right. You know, like I'm trying not to think about that at the moment. You know.
No. Yeah, I don't want you bursting into tears. Let's talk about the game. Yeah. 46 points to 10. Well, beyond your wildest imagination of a result, that isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's a good result for us. You know, it would have been good to try to keep them scoreless, but, you know, like Huddersfield, they're a quality team that can score. You know, they can score from anywhere, and I think I want to credit to the middle, like, you know, the forwards. You know, they laid a good platform for us there today, and you know, they were awesome. They made it easy for us on the edges.
What was it built upon then? Was it built upon the forwards, people like Watts and Martin Aspinwall and Lynch and people like that?
Yeah, you know, like I think. Like, you know, as a footy team, you know, if your middle perform and do their job, it makes it a lot easier for us out wide. So they do all the hard work up the middle and we just go off whatever they platform they lay for us.
Yeah, and Tommy Briscoe, of course, showing just what he is, which is two classic tries. The second one was just something special, wasn't it, in the corner from an offload from yourself?
Oh, yeah. You know, Tommy, you know, like, I think, like, you know, when I seen him go over, I knew he scored. His legs were in the air. He was nowhere near the sideline, so... You know, he's an awesome player. You know, I'm going to miss playing, you know, outside along Yemo and Briscoe on that left side.
Okay, let's talk about your aspirations for the rest of the season. It is your last game in front of the fans here, but it's not by any stretch of the imagination the last game of your career for Hull FC. You always said you wanted to go out on a high. Adam Pearce, the new owner, said it. Peter Gentle has said it. Your teammates have said it. So it's Warrington next, isn't it?
Yeah.
What can you do there?
I think if we go out and play like we did today, you know, like all full 17, get out there and do their job, you know, I think, you know, we'll go a long way to taking the 2 points. But, you know, it all comes with hard work, and we'll work hard this week and, you know, go out and see what we can do on the weekend.
And keep it as relaxed as you can, because Peter Gentle said that's been one of his focuses.
Yeah, he's pretty relaxed, Peter. So
he's laid back, isn't he?
I think it helps.
Not quite maybe as much as you. You're very laid back as well.
No. I probably look like I'm laid back, but I like playing, and, you know, I try to keep it in, relax for the games.
And what a way it would be if you could go all the way and emulate Leeds from last year.
Yeah, you know, it'll be good. Leeds did it last year, so, you know, we haven't given up. We know Warrington's a good team, and, you know, for us to compete with them, we have to get out there and play. Like, you know, our full 17 have to perform.
Do you think is there a feeling in the camp that, you know, there is that still left in the side for this season?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're a tight bunch, and, you know, we know what we can do when we all play as a team. So as long as we have each other's backs, I'm sure, you know, we'll put a dent in the finals.
Well, Willie, it's been wonderful talking to you. I notice you've got a bit of dripping ice on your ankle. You'll be all right for next week, won't you?
Yeah, I'll be fine next week.
All right, lovely to talk to you, and thanks very much. And I'm sure I speak for all the Hull FC fans when saying it's been fantastic watching you play at the KC.
All right, thank you very much.